Blog Talk Radio.
You're glowing like these Christmas lights. You're the belle of the ball tonight. Our friends stopped in and we'll only leave when we tell them that they all have to. You wink from way across the room. I send a smile right back to you. Nothing is wrong, but conversations go long.
Hello, welcome to the last Sunday of 2013, and this is Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. I am Beth, a.k.a. Be True, and I want to thank you to the long-time listeners and new listeners for supporting Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. We're reviewing 2013 and also talking about the NFL playoffs. Right now, I have my television turned down, but I have been checking out the Panthers at the Falcons game, and congratulations to Tony Gonzalez for, regarding his retirement and playing his last regular season NFL game, and his beautiful family in the stands and so on. So I'm excited, of course, about the Who Dat Nation's game next, straight from the Superdome, playing the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and then the big game tonight between Philadelphia and Dallas Cowboys. I need to check on scores and all of that. I had been watching the guys on ESPN this morning, and so this is something. I can't believe week 17 is here already. Goodbye regular season. It's the best of the best, the cream of the crop time, right? I mean, that's amazing. We're on the 17th week, the final week of regular season. But again, thank you. Wishing everyone a happy new year. Does it celebrate Kwanzaa? Happy Kwanzaa. Happy continued holiday season. Happy birthday if today is your birthday. If you just got engaged or getting engaged or hoping and praying he or her or say yes, congratulations and rooting for you. Those that are burying loved ones. I have a classmate, if you were listening earlier this week, that a former schoolmate and friend who I just talked with him 2 months ago on his birthday passed away to sleep like on Christmas Eve. So sending love to his family, Richard Davis, but also sending a happy birthday to my former schoolmate, Don Stevenson, also, and happy new year to he and his family in the Lone Star State, and all other, friends are celebrating birthdays again and anniversaries and on and offline, okay, and friends that, are longtime friends or friends that I network with professionally, wishing you the best. I see why some people are so excited to see 2013 leave and looking forward to 2014. I am excited for 2014, so let's pray that it's a year full of cheer. Did you hear that, Ryan? A year full of cheer. But thank you, and trying to squeeze in as many Christmas tunes as I can before, it's not time. Time is over. Christmas is past. So have a little bit more time to play Christmas songs and New Year Day celebration songs and so on. But here's a continuation of Meet Me Under the Mistletoe. And I have this song from my friends in Big D also with Ford and the Foundry.
You're glowing like these Christmas lights. You're the belle of the ball tonight. Our friends stopped in and we'll only leave when we tell them that they all have to. You wink from way across the room. I send a smile right back to you. Nothing is wrong, but conversations go long. I only want a minute with you. The mistletoe is looking so good tonight. Let's rendezvous and seek a kiss, the time is right. No one will know, meet me at the couple just walked in. The night's been great, but I can hardly wait until it's only us again. The mistletoe is looking so good tonight. Let's rendezvous and take a kiss, the time is right. No one will know, meet me at the mistletoe. I need a moment or two with you just to make it until then.
Influenza. Health officials now recommend everyone 6 months of age and older get immunized against influenza this
and every year.
We all are faces of influenza.
Vaccination is safe and is the best way to help protect yourself and your family. The American Lung Association urges everyone 6 months of age and older, and we mean everyone, to get vaccinated. Visit facesofinfluenza.org.
Wow, exactly. I'm considering getting a flu shot. You guys, I thank you so much, those of you that have been lifting me up in prayer to get over that cold flu and that annoying cough associated with it. First time I ever had a setback, wish that on no one. I always heard that setbacks were worse than the first original cold or flu. But thank you for your prayers. You haven't heard me cough, have you? I have a, like just then, I just cleared my throat. That's pretty much what I've been doing, like, like clearing my throat. And, you know, I feel better, but I'm working on looking better because I just mentioned on Facebook a few hours ago how I need some color. Those that have seen the picture, my pictures of me or know me or network with me, I am a yellow undertone, brown, dark brown chocolate complexion, and I need some color. I look drained. I look golf without trying to look golf. And really, I look like I need some color, like I have, you know, really, I do. And, but I feel much better. Just need to work on the looks. And most definitely because I hope to be the chosen one, because Get On Up, you know, the biopic that's being filmed here in Mississippi about James Brown is being filmed here. They had been filming in Natchez, and now it's time to film in Jackson for the month of January. So I'm praying and hoping to be one of the chosen background actresses. Extra in the film, and they're casting now for a concert scene based in Paris. So I'm glad I'm better now. So I need to work on my on looking better now. But thank you guys so much for your prayers, and those of you that are not feeling well, feeling under the weather, I'm praying for you to feel much better. And just like the PSA I just played, I am considering, since I had this cold flu so early in the season and for so many weeks, I'm considering getting a flu shot because we still have a long winter to endure, do we not? So, but I'm definitely going to be stocking up on my vitamin C, eating more fruits and vegetables, and doing my best to prevent any type of cold of coming back or returning or whatever, starting all over. But My friends in Big D, here's a song I've never played before, but I'm playing it now. Here's with Ford and the Foundry.
Thank you.
sounds so good. Whisper in the Foundry. Oh, yes. Watch out there now. You know, like J. Anthony Brown of the Tom Joyner Morning Show, which is based in Dallas, too, say. So, I mean, that really sounds good. Those guys are amazing. I can't wait to return to Dallas and see a live performance of Whisper in the Foundry. I'm checking out the Saints website right now. And it's almost time for kickoff. You know, right after the Panthers and the Falcons game ends, it would be time for the Saints. And this is the finale. This is, you know, week 17. This is the season finale for all the teams. And it has been originally televised on Fox soon at 3:25 Central Standard Time. And I'm just checking out the website. One thing that the Saints, and you know, with this in the finale, all the teams want you to share pictures and tweets and so on, but the Saints would like you to post with hashtag Saints Game Day when you tweet or post a photo today, and they'll post their favorites on NewOrleansSaints.com, and you can have a chance to make it on the big screen in the Mercedes-Benz, those of you that are in attendance at the game today. Oh, man. So I'm looking forward to attending the NBA All-Star weekend in February. I watched the Houston Rockets and play the Pelicans in Houston last night, like many of you and those of you that were attending. That game was so close just all the way through. Every time you looked around, it was either one team was maybe 2 or 3 points behind. But it ended with the, I can't even remember what the Pelicans had, but I know what the Houston Rockets had, 107. But it was a good game, and that was the biggest gap that I had seen watching the game, and I watched the game in its entirety. But looking forward to attending the NBA All-Star Weekend where the Pelicans will be hosting that also. So it should be fun. You know, I hadn't been to New Orleans in ages. I used to frequent New Orleans often, personally and professionally. And I love New Orleans just as equally as I love Dallas. New Orleans is my first city to ever travel to as a hip baby, a baby on my mama's hip, probably like 7 months old. So I've always had a love for New Orleans. So it's been ages since I've been there. And so I'm looking forward to visiting that romantic city on Valentine's Day, even though I have no love interest in, but enjoy myself at the All-Star Weekend, because I always wanted to attend a NBA All-Star Weekend also. I keep you updated also, because I'm attending events, but I signed up to volunteer at events also. And I'm looking forward to seeing longtime friends and meeting friends that I network with online also, and listeners of the show. You know, I'll be doing a show from down there. And also networking with fellow Avon reps. Hopefully be able to, you know, have a meet up with Avon reps and those of you that love Avon. You know, Chris Paul, you know, he has a fragrance line with Avon, Untouchable. Derek Jeter also. It should be awesome. But it would be awesome if the Saints went to the Super Bowl and won. I really would love to see the Cowboys or the Saints. And also, get well, Tony Romo. You know, he had surgery. So I'm looking forward to a really good and interesting game tonight. May the best team win. The guys on ESPN this morning, they all predicted Philly. But, you know, those Cowboys, Sunday night, those Cowboys aren't anything to play with, you know. I just wanted to share that I'm checking out NFL.com and other websites. I know I'm talking to you, but I'm reading in case there's like some freaking news or something. But there's a 5 things to know about today's game that I wanted to share also. But I'm watching the time because I've been doing these abbreviated shows. So don't want to run out of time, because yesterday when I was sharing the, there was a show, the show when I was sharing, yeah, yesterday, when I was talking about the best cities to shop in, the show ended before I could finish. I was on like top 5, on the fifth city that was good to shop in, but you know, New Orleans was number 10. Well, John DeSager, senior writer for New Orleans Saints.com, says that the Saints are playing the Buccaneers with a playoff spot on the line, and that is really important. And just win, baby. The New Orleans Saints have a simple equation Sunday: win, and they're in. Regardless of what happens, this is on their website, regardless of what happens in any other game, so they should be pretty single-minded entering their 3:25 p.m. kickoff, even though Carolina would play Atlanta at noon. I'm doing the show, but I'm looking at it on the screen. And New Orleans would know whether it has a chance to win the NFC South division and the number 2 seed in the playoffs by the time it kicks off. If the Panthers lose in Atlanta, it'll open the door for the Saints to win the division and 2 seed. But rather than concern themselves with that, the Saints will be more occupied with playing well and finishing the regular season with a victory. Because regardless of what happens in Atlanta, it is imperative that New Orleans finish well and builds the momentum entering the postseason, which it would with a victory. Status quo at home. Everyone agrees that the Saints are an outstanding home team. They're 7-0 in the Mercedes-Benz Superdome, 3-5 on the road. More, they've won by an average score of 33-15 at home. If they simply do what they've been doing at home, all will be fine. New Orleans has scored at least 31 points in 5 home games and hasn't allowed more than 20 in the dome. That formula should be enough. Tampa Bay might not go away quietly at first, but the Bucs are 4-11 and start a rookie quarterback, Mike Glennon, who has 1 road win in his NFL career. If the Saints jump them early, they may lose the will to continue the fight. Okay, earning his stripes. Rookie left tackle Teron Armstead will start his second NFL game for the Saints. Remember, last week was his first game. And playing at home should help. Drew Brees was sacked a career high time 6 times against Carolina last Sunday, 3 by Panthers defensive and Greg Hardy. However, Coach Sean Payton and Brees, what's up, Brees, said that Armstead played well. Brees said he was responsible for a couple of sacks by holding on to the ball too long. And both said they were encouraged by what they saw. Armstead will look to continue sanding down the rough edges. I mean, I think that is just amazing. Believe what you see. Did you know that the Saints are 4th in the NFL in total defense, allowing 306.7 yards per game, and 5th in scoring defense, allowing 19.1 points per game? Of course you did. Okay. But did you expect that? No way. The defense has earned every accolade it has received this season, having held 10 opponents to 18 points or less, rolled up 47 sacks, and shut out 2 opponents on third down. Dallas and Carolina each went 0-9. Tampa Bay is last in the league in yards per game, 276.1, and 4th worst in scoring, 18.1. The game isn't played on paper, but certainly looks good for the Saints defense there. Yeah, stacks are important. The Breeze-o-meter. If it seems as if Breeze is setting some kind of record every other week or so, it's because he is. He's 219 passing yards away from 5,000 this season, which would be the 4th time he would attain that total. Entering the season, he already had done so an NFL record 3 times, so he'll just be extending his own mark. Despite having been sacked a career-high 36 times, he's having one of the best statistical seasons. The Bucs only allow 229.1 passing yards per game and have 21 interceptions, 3rd most in the league. And Tampa Bay picked off Breeze twice in the first meeting in Tampa. But this season, the Super Bowl Dome, Breeze has thrown for 2,454 yards, 351 per game, and 23 touchdowns. With 3 interceptions, he could reach the milestone with a good first half. And after 2 straight road losses, he and the offense are looking for an explosive outing. So that is very exciting. That is really good. Checking out what's been said on Twitter, the inactives are Esmore Barron, fullback, Lonnie Pryor, linebacker, Dakota Watson, linebacker, Kalil Gaud, defensive end, Scott Solomon, defensive tackle, Matthew Mestifilo, and G. Carl Nix. Those are the inactives. Oh, those are the inactives with the, oh, yeah, with the Bucks. And then the inactives with the Saints are, please excuse me, my pooches are barking. Background noise. Excuse me. 2 hours ago, the Saints posted on their website, Ryan Griffin is one of the 7 New Orleans Saints that are inactive for today's game. And the other inactives are Terrence Frederick, Travaris Cadet, Isa Abdul Curtis, Keyonte Dawson, Nick Toon, and Tom Johnson. And again, the inactives again, yeah, and those are the inactives for the Saints. I had it twisted a little bit. The first inactives were the Bucks, and then I just announced the inactives with the Saints. So, let's see. I'm just retweeting. I'm going to have to send Coach and the team a tweet. Also, let's see. So I'm going to get back into the screen because it's time to conclude the show. But some of the big stories have been amazing. But I think one of the biggest stories to me was the government shutdown. Was the government shutdown. And there's been some like breaking news going on this weekend. Because early this morning I had heard reports that the guy that killed the officer in Tupelo here last week in Mississippi, and then he was trying to rob a bank in Georgia, that he was the gunman that in Phoenix. But I haven't heard that story in detail, but there have been some big stories, good, bad, and in between stories, amazing stories in technology and all of that. But the government shutdown, in my opinion, was one of the biggest and important stories of 2013. It was really, because, you know, that affects not only the American government, but the world, the way business and things operate. And so I'm glad that this budget deal has been made where the government cannot shut down for at least 2 years. Because that is very, wow, you know, just not right. So that is, we'll talk more about that. So we'll be talking about the year in review and some of my favorite shows right here with Culture Shock Entertainment Reports and stories that we've talked about right here of the past year and what we're looking forward to in 2014. Going to get back to talking about some topics that we, more money topics, home ownership, school, education, talk more about homelessness, talk more about entertainment subjects, beauty and fashion, sports, and more profile shows. Profile shows are favorite, not to mention the interviews that I've been working on for next year, for 2014. I'm amazed at the people that are some of my favorite people that are interested in being guests here on the show, being guests on the show in 2014. I'm so excited. So excited. Big shout out also to Prince and Third Eye Girl as they gig at the Mohegan Sun. I got an email last night from Dr. Funkenberry and with Janelle Monae performed with Prince, and they just showed out, they say. So a big shout out. I can't wait till Prince head down south, but he will be firing up at the Essence Festival 4th of July weekend in New Orleans, headlining the big event, which I have never attended. It's the 20th anniversary. He headlined it, I think, in 2004, but to celebrate 20 years. I remember when the Essence Festival first began, also, because my nieces were born, one of my nieces was born that year, then the next one was born the next year. And I remember how excited I wanted to go to the first Essence Festival and still have not gone. So this will be another first for me to go to the Essence Festival. And even Prince and I have known each other for years, but this will be my first time ever seeing Prince, Mr. Purple Royal Badness himself, live in full effect in concert. And so I cannot wait. I'm super excited. And I know many of my friends have seen him numerous times. I'm talking about 20 times, 100 times, and so on. So I'm looking forward to that most definitely. And networking and going to the different lounges and going to the different seminars and all of that. I know it's so much fun. Let's see, let me check the time. Okay, so we have probably about, we have some time. I'm going to play Whispering the Foundry one more time, because I like to hear a song a second time, and I know I'm not alone. And big shout out to T-Mobile also. They tell me that my T-Mobile upgrade cell upgrade is on its way. So I'm super excited. You know, I like getting new phones, but then you know what I don't like? Is when you have to do all the programming and learning new things and starting all over. But I love it when I get new stuff, like all of you. You know, the kid in us always come alive, right? Right, but that, you know, adapting to change and learning the functionalities and all that, sucks to me. But I'm super excited. So big shout out to T-Mobile. I've been a loyal customer since 07 and super, super excited. But here's a Whisper in the Foundry. We'll be right back. Yahoo.com news report said some of the top search news stories of 2013 were regarding the big trials, the bombings, you know, the Boston Marathon bombing. That was a big one. Obamacare. They go on to say that after a blistering election, 2013 should have been a return to calm. Instead, hot-button issues rolled online, from health care to gun control, to privacy, to race relations, to gun control. Overseas hostilities demanded attention, but two newcomers brought welcome distractions. Despite deep divisions among Americans, a domestic bombing brought unity. And you know what? What I was excited about was the birth of Princess William and Catherine's son. That was a good story. That was a good story of 2013 that really excited me. They have number 10, Paula Deen lawsuit. Paula Deen lawsuit. And how the Food Network dropped her. At number 9, the death of Nelson Mandela. Definitely. 8, the papal transition. Mario Jorge Bergoglio, a former papal candidate, found himself in the Holy See when Pope Benedict offered centuries first retired package. His homage to St. Francis of Assisi in humility endeared Pope Francis to millions. He won over more liberal spectators with his urgence to relieve poverty rather than decry homosexuality, premarital sex, and abortion. Then, number seven, North Korea missile threat. Oh yeah, that story right there. Oh my God. Nearly half of North Korea's population lives in poverty. Its former leader ill-treated his own people and blustered plenty to outsiders. But the country's rich backwardness seemed unlikely to produce any weaponry until this year. Under Kim Jong-un, North Korea defied sanctions to launch nuclear tests, missiles, and threats of war. And I'm just going to go through the top 10, the others, because I don't want to get cut off. Syria civil war, that it came in at number 6. And we talked about all these subjects right here. Joyce Zimmerman trial was another important story. The royal baby birth, number 4. Britain topped a 30-year high in births in 2012. The Duchess of Cambridge did her part to maintain the momentum this year. Her pregnancy injected an estimated $347 million to an otherwise sluggish economy. It taught impatient royalists that babies come when they come. The wee baby carries a big title, His Royal Highness Prince George Alexander Louis of Cambridge. Love it. Then, again, number 3, the Boston Marathon bombing on Patriots Day. That was something. Wow, how could humans do that to other humans? Number 2, Affordable Care Act, Obamacare. Americans pay more for health care than any other industrialized countries, yet they are afforded less care because of costs. Millions also lack health insurance. Obamacare, though, has been a lightning rod since the president signed the executive order in 2010. The ACA, Affordable Care Act, survived a Supreme Court challenge in a presidential election, but it buckled under technical difficulties. Seems like it's getting on track. And number 1, the Jody Arias trial. Unlike the George Zimmerman trial, the criminal case of Jody Arias was more classic courtroom drama, albeit played out on social media and live stream. The gory stock and the trade of HLN, the trial focused on Arias as a possible sociopath who killed her boyfriend in a jealous rage, are an abused woman for 10 years hold on reality. So those are the top stories that Yahoo.com has compiled, and stories that we talked about right here at Culture Shock Entertainment Reports also. But again, you know, enjoy your Sunday and your Monday and New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. We'll be broadcasting Motivate Monday on tomorrow. Should be a fun show. We'll be talking about what are positive affirmations. I love affirmations and positive self-talk. And then there are some of us that, you know, have our favorite scriptures that are our positive affirmations. But what are affirmations? Chat in the chat room and call in tomorrow morning if you would like. And to talk about how effective and what are positive affirmations and self-talk, how important it is and how effective it is in your life, in your world. And this is a good...